Well, like everybody, we've had to respond to the restrictions, of course. So our customer service centre is closed until we get further notice about when we're allowed to reopen that. But we just want to remind everybody, Steve, our staff are still here to support the community, and you can reach us by phone and email during business hours. And as always, can lodge customer service requests via our website, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So the team itself is available between 8:30 a.m. and 5 p.m. though on weekdays. And you'll be appreciate this, Steve, that you can also make payments over the phone on our web or on our website as well.
Mate, so. he's a gentleman farmer. He's got plenty. Don't worry about it.
So just a couple of bits. Our technical staff, they're all still there as well. The planning team, the building, environmental health, local laws, and many others, they're all still working. So just give us a call and we can arrange a time for you to speak with those staff members if you need them. Or have a look on our website. It's got all of the details about our contact information as well as where things are at for us with our services. But otherwise, just please do give us a call on 54711700 and our customer service team will be more than happy to have a chat with you. Okay. And we'll get back to normal as quickly as we can, like everybody else.
Yep, that number will be up on our website with this interview a little bit later this morning as well. Time's against us a bit this morning, Darren, but just quickly tell us about being a part of shaping the new council plan.
Yes, so this is, we started this earlier this year, Robbo. It's our long-term, it's a long-term project in collaboration with the community. This one, it's called Your Community, Your Vision. And so we started that in April, and it's, we asked our residents of the Shire to tell us what do they love about their community and what's their vision for our Shire in the next 10 years or so. We got, I think it was about 600 responses to that invitation, and so we've been making our way steadily through all of that information, looking at what are the themes and ideas that residents have raised for us. Strong discussions there here too, Robbo, about housing. I know you're talking with Bendigo about that, as well as health and wellbeing and environmental considerations and many others. So next step for us, we're just making sure that we've got that community, our understanding of that community vision right. We're going to have some community forums in the first week of August. Subject to health advice, of course. There'll be one in Maldon and one in Castlemaine. Residents can find out more detail about that community vision and have input to it before we finalise that, as well as starting to give us their thoughts about what might be good for council to include in its own council plan that responds to that vision. So forums Monday the 2nd of August, starts at 6 p.m. in Maldon, and there's another one on Wednesday the 4th of August in Castlemaine, which also starts at 6 p.m. All that information's on another of our websites called Shape Mount Alexander, and okay. Under the vision section.
All righty. Don't know if this is possible, but you've got 60 seconds to tell us about the community event grants, and your time starts now.
Thank you, Robert. Council Community Grants Program, this is a fantastic one. Opened up again yesterday for people to put in applications. It's we've got two funding rounds available. There's small grants up to $3,000 and partnership grants up to $10,000. We support lots of initiatives through that process, so tell us what your great idea is and we'll see if we can support you. Please also keep in mind event operators. The event grants program will be opening shortly too on Monday the 9th of August, which will close Monday the 30th of August. But we've got some information sessions for those ones, Robbo, as well. Monday the 26th of July in Maldon from 10 a.m. to 12 noon at the Maldon Community Centre, and one in the Ray Bradfield in Castlemaine, which is on same day, 2 p.m. till 4 p.m.
Okay.
In Castlemaine.
Well done. That was close enough. I'll give you a round of applause for that. Hey, Darren, always good to chat, mate, and we will do so again next week. Thank you.
Thanks, gents.
And the check's in the post.
Yeah. Yeah, good luck with that. Darren Fuzzard, CEO of the Mount Alexander Shire, in which the gentleman farmer Steve resides. Mm.